Or the Bull Kills You, by Jason Webster, read by Mark Meadows.
Bien sabe el sabio que no sabe. Solo el necio piensa que sabe.
The wisest of wise men knows that he knows not. Only a fool thinks he knows. Spanish proverb. He watches the blood as it trickles from a wound near the back of the neck, seeps over a shoulder, thickens into a steady stream, before turning into a torrent, coursing over hair and skin, pushing its way down in thick pulses until heavy drops begin to fall onto the sand below. Unable to move from his seat, as though tied to his chair, the chair of honour, they'd called it, he struggles to breathe. Below, the killer holds his blade high and rises up onto the balls of his feet as he prepares for the final thrust, piercing his victim's back, slicing through ribs, splitting lungs. He feels an urge to call out, but his captors are watching him. It is his duty to see this. Only he can pass judgment. Forced to be the overseer, their master of ceremonies, he stares while trying not to see. The killer is ready, calm, the weight of 1,000 previous kills evident in his poise. They say he is good, this one. Turns murder into an art. The victim waits, bloodied, exhausted, tongue hanging heavy and dry, refusing to give in. There is barely a sound. He hears the killer suck in air through clenched teeth. And he is here again. Smaller this time. Lighter. How old had he been? 9? Perhaps 10? There had been a shadow behind him.